我们今天的信息是请卢志德卢牧师来为我们传讲，因为今天我们的蔡牧师有点感冒，所以就临时更改经文。
新年快乐 ，Happy New Year！ On behalf of my wife。
光你发财，
代表我的妻子用广东话跟大家说恭喜发财。
And from the way I say those expressions, you understand why the rest of my talk will be in English.
也许从我刚才所讲的两句话里面，你就知道为什么我今天的正道还是要用英文。
So Pastor King Fai called me yesterday, obviously very ill.
昨天早上蔡牧师打一个电话给我，从电话当中的声音可以听出来他。病得蛮点严重的。
So he asked me to fill in for him this morning.
所以要我今天早上替他讲道。
So I said, sure, but wouldn't Pastor Chu Da or Minister Jiang do a better job?
他说我说可以啊，当然很好了，很荣幸了。不过呢，汝达牧师或者是伟江传道，他们两个不是也可以吗
？And he gave me no argument, except he said, you already have a sermon prepared.
他跟我说呢，因为你已经预备好了要在英文部讲道。
So this morning I suffer a little and you suffer a lot.
所以今天早上向你们讲道，我是受了一点苦，你们要听中文、英文，可能受的是更大的苦。
Most of you know that we spent, my wife and I spent, and our children spent 16 years in Singapore.
也许你们有人知道，我跟我的妻子一起在新加坡住了16年。
And New Year was our, by far and away, our favorite time of year.
到目前为止，中国的新年还是我们最喜欢的日子。
We'd all go back to my wife's hometown in Malaysia.
一直回到像当时在马来西亚，我的妻子她的家的地方。
Well, half of Singapore is Malaysians, so half of Singapore would go back to their hometowns in Malaysia.
新加坡的一半的居民都是从马来西亚来的，所以过年的时候，新加坡一半的人都回家了。
And if you've ever gone across the causeway, you know what a challenge that is. Causeway.
假如你那个时候需要旅行的话，你也知道那个时候有多么的challenging. 有挑战性。
Brother Chow Beng also suffers a lot this way.
And he's right.
And so one year, I took a bus back, and the traffic was backed all the way up to the Singapore side. So it was quicker just to get off the bus and walk across.
有一年我坐这个 bus 回家，坐公共汽车回去的时候，那个汽车的塞得那个厉害，我觉得假如我走下来走路可能都快一点。
Another year, the college let out late, and my wife and children had already gone home. I left late, so we took a taxi.And we got to the Malaysian side, but the traffic was all solid jam.
有一年那个放学校放假的时候，我的太太跟孩子都已经先回去了，我一个人坐了个 taxi 要回去。可是，一过了边境到了马来西亚那边的时候，整个的路都不通。
So we pull off the side of the road at a coffee shop, have eat for 2 hours, and then we can drive home.
所以我们到了路边一个咖啡店里面去吃了两个钟头的晚餐，然后再回去。
But You know the fun. You know the warmth of gathering together in the ancestral home with family.
你们也知道，当你与你们的先祖或你们的长辈们一起在一个房间里面，在一个房子里面过这个节期的时候，是如何的快乐。
And my children would play with their cousins.
我的孩子们会跟他们的表兄弟或者是堂兄弟们一起玩。
And their cousins would take them around as they went through the neighborhood and through the relatives looking for ang bao.
那么他们就一起到每一家每一家去串门子，目的是要拿红包。
And we eat the favorite foods that you normally are too extravagant to eat throughout the year.
那么新年所吃的东西当然是特别特别，是平常不会吃到的。
And everybody's there, the grandparents, the parents, the aunts and uncles, the cousins.
大家都在那里，不管是祖父母，不管是叔叔公公、婆婆、奶奶，通通都在那里。
Our favorite time of the year，
实在是我们每一年最喜好的、最喜欢的日子。
And it helps us to connect to today's passage，
也让我们从那个节庆想到今天我们所读的经文。
Now, normally Chinese ministry and English ministry go through these passages parallel to each other.
在正常的情况之下，不管是在中文部还是在英文部，讲道所用的经文是一样的。
But this time I asked if English ministry could go a little bit slower, same texts, but a little bit slower because I wanted to take a slightly different approach to the text.
今年我请这个英文部，他们的进度能够稍微慢一点，因为我要用另外一个方法来传达这一段的信息。
So we step back to a text that you've already covered.
所以我们回到你们刚才读的那段圣经。
But our texts are in such big portions, I'm hopeful that you would not have covered this small portion in this much detail.
希望你们以前讲到第八章的时候没有太仔细的讲这一段。
And so we turn to Matthew chapter 18. Chapter 8.
所以我们看马太福音第八章。
Particularly with verse 19.
特别是第十九节。
A teacher of the law came to him and said, Teacher, I will follow you wherever you go.
有一个文士来对他说，夫子，你无论往哪里去，我要跟从你。
And Jesus replied, Foxes have holes, birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head.
但是耶稣说，狐狸有洞，飞鸟有窝，人子却没有枕头的地方。
Another disciple said to him, Lord, first let me go and bury my father.
又有一个门徒对耶稣说，主啊，容我先回去埋葬我的父亲。
But Jesus told him, follow me and let the dead bury their own dead.
然而耶稣却说，你跟从我吧，让死人埋葬他们的死人。
When we think of New Year, we think of two things, don't we?
当我们想到新年的时候，我们通常会想到两件事情。
We think of family.
我们想到我们的家人。
And we think of home.
想到我们的家。
We go home to celebrate with our families.
我们回到家里面与我们的家人一同来庆贺。
And Jesus here talks about two things.
这个地方耶稣就讲到这两件事。
Home.
家。
And family.
和家人。
New Year is a great time to look back at the year that's passed and celebrate all the blessings we've had from God.
新年是一个能够回顾过去的一年所蒙福的地方。
And we've had many blessings.
我们有许许多多神给我们的福气。
Most of us have gone through the year with family healthy.
大部分的你们，大部分的我们，过去的一年，我们的家人的健康状况可能都是很好的。
Most of us, maybe not all, but most of us have gone through a year where there's economic uncertainty on the horizon, and we're still comfortable.
虽然过去这一年经济不是那么的稳定，但是大部分的我们都能够从当中经过。
So when we gather with our families and our homes, we have much to celebrate.
所以当我们一起在家里面与我们的家人团聚的时候，我们觉得有许多的地方我们可以感恩的。
Mostly we celebrate the goodness of God.
大部分的时候我们是感谢神给我们的恩典。
We celebrate a God so generous that he doesn't just save us.
我们感谢神，他的恩典并不是只是拯救了我们。
He heals our diseases.
他能够医治我们的痛苦，我们的疾病。
He comforts us in sorrow.
他能够在我们痛苦的时候能够安慰我们。
He grants us prosperity.
他能够给我们在金钱上没有缺乏。
And we rightly celebrate these blessings.
的确是我们应该这样来庆贺的。
Notice what Matthew chapter 8 verse 16 says.
你要注意到这个第八章的第十六节里面这样说。
When evening came, many who were demon-possessed were brought to him, and he drove out the spirits with a word, and he healed all the sick.
这边说到了晚上，有许多人被鬼附的来到耶稣的面前，他只用一句话就把鬼赶出去，并且治好了一切有病的。
You see what Jesus did?
你看到耶稣做了什么吗？
He didn't just say, I forgive your sins.
他并没有说我饶恕你的罪。
He didn't just say, one day you can go to heaven.
他也没有告诉你说有一天你会上天堂。
He cast out the demons.
他把鬼赶出去。
He healed the sick.
他把病医好。
He cared for their spiritual needs.
他关心他们在属灵上的需要。
He cared for their physical material needs.
他也关心他们身体上物质上的需要。
And so, New Year, when we rightly gather for reunion dinner with our families, we celebrate God's great goodness to us.
所以我们在过新年的时候，我们一起家人的团契，我们是庆祝神所给我们所有的一切。
Not just saving us,
并不是饶恕了我们的罪，拯救了我们。
But giving us families,
而给了我们家人。
Giving us homes,
给了我们家。
Giving us prosperity.
给了我们金钱上的需要。
And yet there's a certain danger with God giving us so many things.
但是神给我们的东西这样富足的时候，也有一个危险的地方。
The more God gives us, the greater the danger that we will love God not for who he is, but for what he gives us.
因为神给我们给的越多，也让我们更容易的爱神的时候，是爱神给我们的东西。
And we begin to think that,Well, that these things are what he should give us.
或许有的时候我们就把它视为当然，认为这是神当给我们的。
And so, if we're single and we want to be married, we can grow resentful toward God. Our brother has long been married, so he doesn't understand this anymore.
I wasn't sure what he means. Is he married or not married? 当你结婚结了很久以后，你就 I know I'm lost.
Okay, try again. When God doesn't give us something we want, we can grow upset about it or resentful toward God because He didn't give us what we want.
当你想要一个对象而你没有的时候，你就开始对上帝埋怨。
So maybe what we want is that we don't have is a husband or wife.
也许我们向上帝埋怨的就是说，因为我们没有一个先生或者是妻子。
Now I know some of you are single and thrilled about it, but not everybody is.
也许你们有的很多单身贵族是非常享乐你的贵族的身份，但是并不是每一个人都是这样子的。
Or maybe we have a husband or wife and we can't have children and we grow a little bitter toward God about that.
Bitter too?
Bitter? Resentful?
Yeah. That's new to me.也许你有很好的家，你有很好的孩子。哦，没有孩子，所以你
No.
See, that's why I was lost.
His children and grandchildren are very nice, so he would not be bitter about them.
所以也许你有有配偶但是没有孩子，所以你也要抱怨。I'm not myself this morning.
Brother Chao Beng did not get my sermon notes ahead of time, so we'll all be sympathetic.
This is all I had.
Thank you for your understanding of both of us. Or, remember, when the economy goes bad, some of us lose jobs, and this is painful.
当经济状况不好的时候，我们有人会失业，这是相当痛苦的。
And it's easy to get discouraged in our faith.
你也会因着这个缘故对你的信心感到沮丧。
Or maybe this past year hasn't been wonderful for your family.
或许在过去的一年在你的家人的经历当中也不是那么的好。
Maybe you've had serious illness in your family.
或许你的家人有生了严重病的地方。
Maybe you're not celebrating New Year so flamboyantly this year because someone you love has died in the intervening year.
或许你在庆祝这个新年的时候不是那么的心中的快乐，因为你可能在过去的一年失掉了一位亲人。
See, the more that God gives us, the more we come to expect from God.
神给我们越多，我们相反的也许就想要向神多要。
And the less prepared we may be when God doesn't give us all these wonderful things.
所以我们就没有预备好当神不再给我们或不给我们一些东西的时候。
And in chapter 8, Matthew has been describing all the good things Jesus gave his followers.
在第八章这边，马太记载着耶稣给了他的门徒那么多好的事情。
Even things he gave people that didn't follow him.
甚至于并没有跟随他的人，他也同样的给了他们好处。
When evening came, many who were demon-possessed were brought to him, and he drove out the spirits with a word, and he healed all the sick.
到了晚上，有许多的人来看他，那么有的是被鬼附的，他用一句话就把鬼赶了，他也把他们的病能够医治了。
At the same time, he provides two safeguards.
这个时候他给了他们两种保护。
Two safeguards to help keep us from expecting all these wonderful things all the time.
他也教训我们，让我们知道怎么样不要总是要求的太多。
Two safeguards so that we don't grow casual about God's blessings as if we deserve them.
让我们不会觉得神给我们的是我们当得的，是理所当然的。
Two safeguards to keep us from becoming selfish about God's great blessings.
也让我们不会变成自私而对神有过多的要求。
The first safeguard is in verse 17.
第一个给我们的这一个提醒是在第17节。
Jesus did all these wonderful things to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet Isaiah. He took up our infirmities and he carried our diseases.
这第一个是指着先知以赛亚在以赛亚书53:4上说的，他代替了我们的软弱，担当了我们的疾病。
How is this a safeguard to keep us from taking God's blessings for granted?
为什么这一句话能够保护我们，让我们不会觉得神给我们的是理所当然的呢？
They would have known better than we do where this verse came from.
那些人听到耶稣讲这句话的人，很清楚明白这句话是从哪里来的。
They knew their Bibles well.
因为当时的听众对旧约圣经是非常熟悉的。
They would know this was a reference to Isaiah chapter 53.
他们知道这句话是从以赛亚书53来的。
Isaiah chapter 53 verse 4 says, Surely he took up our infirmities, and he carried our sorrows.
以赛亚书53:4同样的这样记载说，他代替了我们的软弱，担当了我们的疾病。
How is this a safeguard to keep us from taking God's blessings for granted?
为什么这句话可以保护我们不至于对神要求的过分呢？
Because the very next line of Isaiah 53 says, Yet we considered him stricken by God.
因为在同样的以赛亚书53，他说他我们以为他受责罚，被神击打苦待。
Smitten by him.
被神击打。
Afflicted.
被神苦待。
He was pierced for our transgressions.
他为我们的过犯而受害。
He was crushed for our iniquities.
为我们的罪孽而压伤。
The punishment that brought us peace was upon him.
让我们能够得到平安的这一个责罚，是责罚在他的身上。
By his wounds we are healed.
因着他所受的伤，我们能够得到医治。
The Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
你我所有的不义，所有的罪，都让耶稣基督来担当了。
He was oppressed and afflicted.
他是为我们受害，为我们压伤。
Like a lamb to the slaughter.
好像羊被牵到宰杀之地。
He was cut off from the land of the living.
他被与这个世界上隔绝了。
For our transgressions, he was stricken.
因着我们的不义，他被责罚。
He was assigned a grave with the wicked.
他被与这个
Hold on, verse 9. Yeah.
他与强盗同在一起。
With the rich in his death.
与恶人同埋，与死的时候与财主同葬。
It was the Lord's will to crush him.
是神的旨意要压伤他
and to cause him to suffer.
是让他受苦。
Now, this is not bad news.
这个并不是一个坏的消息。
But it is serious news.
却是一个很严肃的一件事情。
We celebrate all the blessings of God, of family and home.
当我们一同来享受来庆贺 神给我们家和家庭的温暖的时候。
And we're right to celebrate them because He has given us many good things.
我们实在是有这样一个权利来庆贺，因为他实在给了我们许许多多。
And yet we don't take them casually or flippantly.
我们不应该很轻待了这样子的恩典。
Because we know what it cost God to give them to us.
因为我们应该知道，在神他受了多少的痛苦，才能够让我们享受这样的福分。
We know what it cost Jesus that we have these blessings.
我们知道在耶稣付上如何的代价，让我们得到这样的福分。
So we celebrate all the more deeply.
所以当我们更深的去这样子来欢庆的时候，
Because he was stricken, smitten and afflicted.
因为他为我们过犯受害，为我们压伤。
Because he was pierced and crushed and punished.
他被我们压伤，他为我们而压伤，被我们所受害。
Because he was wounded, oppressed, and afflicted.
因为他为着我们的缘故，他被击打。
Because he was slaughtered and cut off and stricken.
他这样被牵到宰杀之地，他这样也不开口。
Because the Lord crushed him and caused him to suffer.
因为神击打他，让他受苦。
So that we can have the blessings, not just of salvation, but of home and of family.
因此我们不只是有了救恩，我们也能够有家和家人的幸福。
This is an extraordinary God.
这是一个无比的上帝。
He's done extraordinary things for us.
他做了一件无比的事。
And so, as we gather for New Year, we celebrate home, we celebrate family, and we celebrate Christ.
所以当我们在一起，家和家人在一起，来庆祝新年，庆祝神给我们的恩典的时候，庆祝耶稣基督赐给我们的恩的时候。
And if our home isn't exactly the way we'd like it to be,
假如我们的家就是我们正想所要的那个样子的话，
when our family goes through difficulty and struggle, and when people we love die,
或者是当我们的家里面经过了许多的痛苦，我们家里所亲爱的亲人，死去的时候，
No one can take this thing away from us.
但是没有人能够把神的救恩或是耶稣的牺牲能够挪去。
We celebrate the blessing of Christ.
我们在这边一同庆祝耶稣基督赐给我们的恩典。
And His blessing is there when life is easy.
这一个恩典，当你的日子是好的时候，它在那里。
And His blessing is there when life is hard.
甚至于当你的生命当中有许多的困苦的时候，这个赐福，这个恩典也同样的在那里。
And so we celebrate, but we celebrate with deep respect and reverence and awe.
当我们一同的来恭喜的时候，我们心中对神充满了感恩。
Because God has done great things for us.
因为神给我们行了大事。
And we don't take it for granted.
我们不能把它视作当然。
Now Jesus goes on to give a second reason why we celebrate with awe, respect, and not casually or flippantly.
那么第二个神给我们的一个信息是什么呢？
You see verse 19, 20, and 21.
你看到这个19, 20, 21节这边说，
A teacher of the law came to him and said, Teacher, I will follow you wherever you go.
有一个文士来说，夫子，不管你到哪里去，我都要跟随你。
And foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head.
但是耶稣说，狐狸有洞，飞鸟有窝，但是人子却没有枕头的地方。
Another disciple said, First, let me go and bury my father. But Jesus told him, Follow me and let the dead bury the dead.
又一个门徒对耶稣说，主啊，容我先回去埋葬我的父亲了。然后耶稣说，你跟从我吧，任凭死人埋葬死人。
And then Jesus got into the boat.
然后耶稣上了船。
And his disciples followed him.
那这些门徒就都跟了他。
Who followed him?
谁跟随了耶稣？
His disciples.
是他的门徒。
What had he said to them?
他跟他们说了什么话呢？
If you follow me, I have no home.
你跟我走，我没有家。
If you follow me, you leave your family, your father.
你跟我走，你要把你的家人留在后面。
And then Jesus got into the boat.
耶稣上了船。
And his disciples followed.
他的门徒就跟着他。
And this is the second safeguard to keep us from taking God's blessings as if we deserve them, as if God owes us.
这是第二个信息，让我们从这里学到这个功课，就是我们跟随，我们受到上帝的恩典，不把它视为当然。
When God gives us family and God gives us home, we thank Him.
当耶稣给我们家人，给我们一个家的时候，我们谢谢他。
But when God doesn't give us home and God doesn't give us family, we remember He warned us that He might not.
当我们没有家，没有家人的时候，耶稣清楚地在这边告诉我们说，我们不一定有。
We remember that Jesus did not have these for us.
为着我们的缘故，耶稣基督他自己没有家，没有家人。
And so we celebrate, but we don't take them for granted.
所以当我们来一同来庆贺的时候，我们不把它视为当然。
And we celebrate even when He doesn't grant them.
甚至于我们得不到我们想要得的东西的时候，我们同样的感恩于他。
And if Jesus gives us home and family,
假如耶稣基督给我们家和家人。
And then if Jesus comes to us and says to give them up,
然后耶稣来跟我们说，你必须要放弃他们。
If he gets into this boat and he says, follow me,
假如他进到这个船里面去，然后说，跟随我吧。
Then those who are his disciples still follow him.
他的这些门徒仍然跟随他。
I've spoken about this before.
我或许以前讲过这件事。
You would know that there are some from our midst who've heard Jesus and they followed.
或许我们当中有人听见过耶稣，也跟随了耶稣。
You would know that our missionaries, when they go overseas, typically have an income level that doesn't ever permit them to buy a home.
或许你听到我们在外的宣教士，他们的收入不够让他们去买一个房子。
Some of you have children or brothers or sisters or nephews or nieces or aunts or uncles who've gone overseas for the gospel.
或许你们有一些亲戚，不管你的长辈还是你的平辈还是你的晚辈，那么他们到了海外去传神的福音。
And maybe you wonder whether they'll ever have enough money to own a home.
你或许在那边想，或他们能不能够任何时候在未来的时候能够有赚到足够的钱可以去买一栋房子。
With some organizations, yes.
有些差会这些是可能的。
But with the organizations that most of our missionaries go with, no.
但是大部分的差会，特别是我们的这些宣教士所去的这些差会，这是不大可能的。
And some of you have seen those you love go and you won't see them for 4 years, perhaps.
尤其是你们有些你们所爱的亲友，当他们出去宣道的时候，或许你4年都见不到他。
And so God has called them to leave father and mother, sister or brother, and they've left.
所以神呼召他们把他们的家人留下，那他们就跟随了耶稣。
And maybe they've left you behind.
或许他们把你留下。
Or maybe when your children grow.
或许当你的儿女们长大的时候，
They'll decide that God is not calling them to be a doctor or a dentist or a lawyer or an engineer.
或许他们来跟你说，他们觉得神对他的呼召不是要做一个医生、律师或工程师。
Maybe they'll decide that God is calling them to go somewhere else and talk to people who don't know about Jesus and tell them about the gospel.
或许他们会说，上帝对他的呼召是他到一个未得之名的地方去那边宣扬主耶稣。
And it may be that you'll celebrate New Year without your children in the future.
或许那未来的那个过年的时候，当你在过年享受那个新年的时候，你的儿女们 会不跟你在一起。
And Jesus got into the boat, and his disciples followed.
就如同这边写的说，耶稣上了船，门徒就跟着他。
Let us pray for our children.
让我们为我们的儿女祷告。
That when Jesus gets into the boat, they will follow.
当耶稣上船的时候，他们会跟他。
And let us pray for ourselves.
我们也为我们自己祷告。
That when Jesus gets into the boat, we invite them to follow.
当耶稣上船的时候，我们也邀请我们的孩子们去跟随他。
What about those of us who God doesn't call to get into the boat? What about those of us who don't follow?
那么我们这些或许没有跟着耶稣上船的呢？
What can we do to make their lives and their families' lives easier?
我们能够做什么是让他们这些宣教士们的生命或者是他们的儿女的生活能够过得更好一点呢？
One of my joys as pastor of English ministry is to see people going overseas.
我在做英文部的牧师的其中一个喜乐就是看到我们英文部的这些弟兄姊妹们能够到海外去。
But before they go, I asked them to meet with me so we can look at their support package.
所以当他们走以前，我总是要他们来跟我一起来坐下来，看看他们所在经济上的支持是怎么样的。
When I was been serving here, somebody came to me and showed me that their agency said they needed only $20,000 a year to be a missionary overseas.
在过去有人来跟我说，他们的差会只需要他们一年能够募到20,000块钱就可以出国了。
And I said, I don't think that's enough.
我告诉他们说，我不相信那是够用的。
And they were devout, so they argued with me.
那么他们是非常的属灵的，所以他们就跟我争辩。
They said, "I plan to be there until I die. Why do I need more money than this?"
我愿意到那边一直到死为止。我为什么需要更多的钱呢？
I said, "What happens if your family gets ill and they need you to come back and care for them?"
你想想看，假如说你的家人生病了，你必须要赶回来看他们，你怎么办？
What happens if a parent is dying and wants you to visit?
或者是你的父亲要临终了，需要你回来跟他见最后一面。
What happens when you have children and they reach college age and you have no funds to send them to college?
或者是说当你孩子们要上大学的时候，你没有钱送他去。
What happens when you retire and you have no home to live in?
或者是当你要退休的时候，你没有房子可以住。
Now, if Jesus calls us to leave home and family and go, we get into the boat and we follow.
当耶稣呼召我们的时候，他上了船，我们跟他。
But those of us who Jesus doesn't call,
我们这些没有跟着他上船的人，
those of us who don't follow in this way,
我们不是用这个方式来跟他的人。
Let us think about this.
让我们这样来想。
What can we do to ensure that when they have a need, they have the funds to take care of that need?
让我们想想看，假如这些上了船的人有需要的时候，他们有什么样的支持？
Jesus doesn't promise it to them.
耶稣对他们没有这样的应许。
But he doesn't prohibit us from promising it to them.
但是他没有要我们说，我们不能够答应他们。
You would remember I've told you before, when my father was dying, I didn't have the funds to come back and visit him.
你们记得我以前讲过我的故事，当我的父亲在临终的时候，我没有钱能够买飞机票回来看他。
His church said you should be here.
他的教会说你该到这里来。
And they paid for it.
他们就为我出了这个机票。
Jesus didn't promise me I could be there.
耶稣并没有这样告诉我说到时候他就会给我让我去。
I was resolved to not being there.
我当时的心智是说我不去就算了。
It's a small thing I do for Christ, given what He's done for me.
耶稣给我的牺牲这么大，我这样做是很小的事。
But it's an extraordinary thing that church did for our family, for my father, for my mother.
但是那个教会为我、为我的父亲、为我家人所做的这一点事，却是如此的大。
And when my brother was dying, I didn't really have money to come home and see him.
当我的兄弟、我的哥哥要过世的时候，我也同样的有这样经济的困难。
But the Bible College said you should be there.
但是我所教的那个学校说你该去。
And the students and the staff sent me home.
所以我那个学校的学生跟老师们出钱让我回家。
What matters most to us at New Year is that we have family and we have home.
我们过年的时候，我们有家，我们有家庭。
I'm not suggesting we should use church funds for this.
我没有建议大家说你要把教会的钱拿来做这些事儿。
You should only use church funds when everybody agrees, okay?
教会的钱是要大家一起都认可的时候才能用。
But think about it.
你可以想想看。
What can we do individually?
我们个人来说能做什么？
And what about the rest of us who don't go but stay? What else can we do?
像我们这些没有到宣道的工厂的人，我们留在这里的人能做什么？
Jesus has talked about home.
耶稣谈到家。
And he's talked about family.
谈到家人。
And he said, I call my disciples to give these to me.
他说我要我的门徒们跟随我的人把这些都留下。
How can we give our homes and our families to Jesus if we're here?
那么我们怎么样能够把我们的家好像耶稣在这里一样能够奉献出来。
Think about how we use our homes.
想想看我们怎么样用我们的家。
My children have left home now.
我的儿女都已经长大了。
And you know, it's nice for the first time in our lives we can have nice furniture.
当他们离开了家之后就没有人再损害我的家具了。
Not extravagant, but still not broken.
没有再被打破了。
And we paint our walls, and there's not big scratch marks or crayon marks or no bumps or bruises, you know.
我们的墙也变得干净了。
What do you say?
No, exactly what you said.
And you know, the best way to keep our home that way.
一个最好的能够保持你家里面清洁的方法
is not to let any of your children in my home.
是不要让你们的孩子到我家去。
At least until they're 18 or 20 years old.
或者是等他们够大的时候。That's not guaranteed either.
Yeah, I know. We went out recently to buy a couch.
我们最近去买了一个沙发椅。
Now in English ministry, we have a lot of dating couples.
在我们英文部里面有许多正在做朋友的一对一对的。
You know how they sit on a couch.
你知道他们坐在沙发椅上是怎么坐的呢？
Husband, wife, never mind. Husband over there, wife over there. Okay.
结了婚的人不一样，可能一个坐一边。
A dating couple, the man sits on the seat, and the woman sits on the arm of the couch.
在做朋友的这个男生可能是坐在椅子上。女生就坐在男生坐的旁边的这个椅的这个把手上。
So we went out to buy a couch, and every couch my wife looked at, I sat on the arm.
我的太太去买了这一个沙发椅之后，我就看见那个椅子的把手。
To make sure it would not break off.
把它就钉得够强，免得是有人坐上去就断了。
Do we use our homes for ministry?Or do we protect our homes?
我们有没有把我们的家开放，让这个事工，神的事工能够用，或者是我们只是把它关闭了？
Jesus said, "I have no home."
耶稣说我没有家。
I didn't promise you a home.
我也没有应允你一个家。
So if He gives us a home,
所以当他给了我们家的时候
，Let us worship Him with our homes.
我们也用我们的家来成为他的祭坛。
And our families.
同样，我们的家人。
Jesus had no family.
耶稣没有家人。
He didn't promise us families.
他也没有答应我们一定会有家人。
And yet he gives us families.
但是对有些人来说，他给了我们家人。
We never want to neglect our families for the ministry of God.
我们绝对不要因着我们的家人而忽略了神的事工。
Our families are part of our ministry that God has given us.
因为我们的家人，我们的孩子是耶和华所赐的产业。
But let us never say we're too busy for any kind of ministry.
我们也绝对不要说我们对神的工作，我们实在是太忙了，无暇去顾得到。
Because I have to take my children to soccer practice.
因为我要带我的孩子去练习足球。
I'm too busy with violin lessons and piano lessons.
或者是小提琴，或者是钢琴。
I have to help my children study and take them to the tutor.
我需要帮助我的孩子做功课，带他们去看家庭老师。
We have no time for ministry because we want to go on vacation as a family.
我没有时间做教会的事儿，因为我必须要度假去了。
Matthew chapter 8, Jesus comes to his disciples and tells them two things.
所以在马太福音第八章里面，这边特别说到耶稣到他的门徒来教了他们两件事。
Those who follow me may never have homes.
你们跟随我的可能永远没有家。
Those who follow me may not have families.
你们跟随我的可能永远没有家人。
And certainly Jesus would come to us who have homes and have families.
当然我们有家有家人的耶稣也会来到我们中间。
And he would invite us to use our homes and our families to honor him.
他会要让我们邀请我们用我们的家用我们的家人来归荣耀于他。
Jesus got into the boat.
耶稣上了船。
And his disciples followed him.
他的门徒就跟了他。
Let us pray.
让我们一同祷告。
Father, you have given us great and many things.
我们的父神，你给了我们的东西是如此的丰富。
We ask you, Father, that you might receive our worship.
我们恳求你能够接受我们的敬拜。
As we offer you our homes and our families.
当我们把我们的家和我们的家人献在你的台前的时候。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.